Welcome to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here at Budweiser Gardens in London, where Game 1 has gone final, and the Knights will take the first game of this series and remain unbeaten in these playoffs so far. But what a game we had, and the Kitchener Rangers, despite feeling the sting of defeat, can certainly leave with heads held high. They played a whale of a game, and I'll just be honest with you, it was a very strange call, one that I have not seen before, that turns out to be a difference in this hockey match. We'll get to that as we go through your scoring summary here in London. The Rangers opened the scoring on a goal by who else? Luke Ellenis, his fifth of the playoffs, from Hunter Brustevich and Cameron Reed, 14:41 of the first. It was 1-0 Kitchener. 2:29 later, the Knights would tie it. Caleb Lawrence with his fourth of the postseason from Jackson Edward. It was a 1-1 game after one. In the second, the Rangers would regain that lead. Edward Chalet's fourth from Hunter Brustevich and Philip Machar at 16:08. 2-1 Kitchener, but 2 minutes 11 seconds later, the Knights would tie it again. Isaiah George with his second from Jacob Julien. It was 2-2 after 2. In the third, things got a little strange. Denver Barkey was awarded a goal that never went into the net, and I've never seen this called before. Caleb Lawrence had tried a wraparound. Jackson Parsons slides across to defend against the wraparound, and the net gets dislodged. Well, the puck comes back out in front, never crossing the line, and then Denver Barkey shoots the puck towards the net, which wasn't there because it got knocked off. The play was under a lengthy review, and I haven't yet heard an explanation. I think Paul Fixter will get one. What I believe was the decision made by the officials is that had the net been on its moorings, the puck that Barkey shot would have gone in the net. But I call a delay a game on the goaltender. I've seen that before. How do you determine in this case that the net was deliberately knocked off, so the goal should have counted because the puck was shot at the net that wasn't there? I mean, he's tried to stop a wraparound. How else do you stop a wraparound without pushing off? Nonetheless, that goal stood, and it made it 3-2 London. Barkey's third from McHugh and Lawrence. Just 29 seconds later, Hunter Brustevich tied it for Kitchener. His first of the postseason from Philip Machar and Edward Chalet. It was a 3-3 game. But then London on the power play, Oliver Bonk would score what turned out to be the game winner. His second from Jacob Julien and Easton Cowan at 3:29 of the third. An empty netter from Max McHugh would ice it. His second of the playoffs from Jackson Edward, 5-3 the final in this one. London 1-5 on the Channers power play. The Rangers 0-4. The Knights outshoot Kitchener 31-25, and 9,036 fans were on hand to take this one in here at Budweiser Gardens. Your post-game show is for You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. This is City News 570.
Once the East Avenue Blues step off the ice, it's time to break down the game. This is City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here inside Budweiser Gardens, where the Knights knock off the Rangers 5-3 in a highly entertaining game number one in this best-of-seven Western Conference semifinal series. UC Ahokas is just making his way out for some post-game conversation, and we'll send it downstairs to Paul Fixter.
Thanks, Mike. I'm at ice level with head coach UC Ahokas. Coach, it was a real good back-and-forth game. Your thoughts on the game?
I wasn't pleased in our first period. I think there we played bad. After that second period, I thought that was the best from us. We had a good chance. Good chances, good goal there. Third period, well, I wonder the goal, what they got the third goal, but that's it is what it is always. And then feel that bad, like the PK, their power play goal, that was, and should have played a little bit smarter in the end, but all in all, like, series just started. Like we thought, we need to steal one here, and then we're going home. So we play Saturday again, and I didn't really like our game, and still was so close. We weren't even close to where we can be.
Coach, can I ask you the explanation that you got on the review?
Well, I guess for them, they said the game was still going on. Yeah. I don't know here when the goal was, the game was, they whistled it right away. But I guess they learned from that, the referees. But and that's when they watched it, and I guess they saw it for overview. They thought it was in.
Coach, you got a five-minute power play that was negated by Rakoff taking a penalty. Was there enough urgency on that power play in your estimation?
Oh, we need to be better in the power play for sure. We weren't good. And I know we're going to be better. The Rakoff penalty, though, that was, I don't know, where did he get it from? But that's, you have to, that's playoff hockey, and we have to deal with the refs.
Thanks, Coach. I always appreciate a few minutes of your time.
Thank you.
Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Paul. So there are some thoughts from Rangers head coach Jussi Ahokas, who will now deal with some newspaper reporters down at ice level, and we will continue with our post-game coverage following a 5-3 London win over the Kitchener Rangers here tonight. You just have to question it. It's something I've seen a lot of hockey games. I have not seen this before. And as I understand it, there is a rule whereby the officials can award a goal if they determined it was imminent on the play. The puck certainly never went in from the wraparound attempt, but when it came back out in front and the net had been dislodged because Parsons was trying to slide across, Barkey took a shot at where the net had been. Maybe credit Barkey for thinking about doing that, and the goal was awarded because it was deemed to be imminent. Whatever the case is, this one's in the books, and the Rangers lose game one in what was a well-played game aside from the first period, according to the coach, and maybe the power play needs some work. Post-game coverage is brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. This is City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here inside Budweiser Gardens in London, where the Rangers fall 5-3 to the Knights. Game number one in the books. Paul Fixter is rinkside just awaiting his player guest, who has made his way out, and so I'll send it now downstairs to Paul.
Thanks, Mike. I'm at ice level with Hunter Brustavage. Hunter, you had a real strong game tonight, a goal and two assists. Is that what you kind of expected from London in this first game?
Yeah, I expect the same old London. I expect way more of us, we don't really care about their game. We just want to focus on ourselves. But that's just not good enough playing out.
How important, though, was it that you came back 27 seconds later and scored that goal?
I mean, it was very important, but after that, I lost my guy in the PK, and that's just not acceptable.
Is it a series that you think is going to go a long ways? Based on what I saw tonight, I think this has a lot of games left in it.
Yeah, 100%. We plan for seven. I think that's a good way of looking at it, and we know what we're capable of.
What was the morale mood on the bench after that goal was allowed, which was controversial at best?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. But just like I said, we got to play our game. And obviously we didn't do that good enough, but we just got to stay level-headed, keep our heads up, and keep going.
I know you're really close with your brother, but will you not be talking to him for the next number of days till this series is over?
No, sir.
Thanks for giving me a few minutes of your time.
Of course, thank you.
Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thank you very much. Paul Hunter Brustavage had himself a whale of a game tonight. Brought the Rangers back to even after that strange one here at Budweiser Gardens. But ultimately, it's the Knights who prevail in game number one. Post-game coverage for USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. This is City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here inside Budweiser Gardens following a 5-3 Knights victory over the Kitchener Rangers. Game number one goes London's way. The Knights remain undefeated in the playoffs so far. Kitchener falls to 4-3 for what it's worth. But this series, based on this game tonight, is a long way from done. Let's take a look at your three stars from the game. Your three stars, a presentation of the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at bbb.org. Oliver Bonk had the power play goal. That was the game winner for the London Knights tonight. He is named the third star of this game. Hunter Brustevich, who had a goal and two assists for the Kitchener Rangers, so in on every Ranger goal, is a very deserving star number two. And Caleb Lawrence with a goal and an assist, and he was a handful tonight. That's why you go out and get a guy like Lawrence at the deadline. Caleb Lawrence was star number one of this game. So your three stars go Lawrence, Brustevich, and Bonk. Your three stars for the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at BBB.org. Quick break. Back to wrap with Paul Fixter right after this. Kitchener Rangers playoff hockey and post-game coverage for You Save Flooring. This is City News 570.
Who blew a call? Who left it all out on the ice? Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter. Break it down on City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here at Budweiser Gardens in London, where the Rangers fall 5-3 to the Knights in game number one. It was a very entertaining and well-played game tonight, Paul, despite the fact that the head coach didn't love the team's first period and probably thinks the power play could use some work. I would agree with those assessments, but you take those two things away and you're still right in this game until the very end. You've done something right.
I thought they played better than the coach did, but he's the coach. I'm just a media fan personnel, I suppose. I thought the Rangers played a pretty good hockey game tonight. Their power play needs a little bit more urgency because the penalty kill for the London Knights is very aggressive. They don't give you a lot. There's a reason they have 20-plus goals shorthanded. So there's no question they need more urgency there. And again, I think there's a few players that have to do a little bit more in order for this club to beat London. But again, I thought it was a pretty good game. It's unfortunate, Mike. It's really unfortunate that a review kind of decided this game.
So what we have learned in the minutes since that review happened is this. If the defending team dislodges the goal and there is a puck shot at that dislodged goal that would have gone in had the net been properly in place, then the goal is awarded. And there is no debating intent or anything like that. If the net was knocked off deliberately or in a case like this where a goaltender is just pushing off and the net comes off, if it's the defending team that knocks the net off and the trajectory of the puck was going to go into the net, and that's what they looked at on the replay, would Barkey's shot have been within the post? Yes, clear as day. Goal should have been awarded, and that's what happened.
That's exactly right. I can't describe it any better than that. That's the explanation I got from NHL supervisor Greg Dvorsky. The one question I had of him was, you're assuming that the goaltender won't make the save. He said, if the puck misses the net, it's no goal. You know, the trajectory of the puck. But I said, Greg, like, you're assuming that he's not making the save, and he said, it's a moot point. It's the net was knocked off. The shot was within the confines of the goal. It's a moot point. It doesn't matter if you think he can make that save or not. It's automatic call. So at least we know the rule, and they applied it to best of their knowledge after a lengthy review and good communication between upstairs and the officials downstairs.
I might just reconfigure my analysis of which is the cruelest penalty in all of sport. I think the delay of game in hockey is for puck over the glass because it's so black and white and often cruel. But in this case, I feel for a goaltender because, look, and I said this about Pavel Chayon when he was here with the Rangers. In fact, he was in net for the Rangers when they knocked off the London Knights in seven games 2 years ago, and he was terrific. Pavel Chayon had a habit, in my opinion, of deliberately knocking off the net, and it happened frequently. I just, if a goalie's trying to stop a wraparound and the net comes, like, I don't know what else the goalie's supposed to do, but the rule doesn't care if he did it on purpose or not.
Yeah, and in an instance where the goalie knocks the net off and there's no secondary shot, it can be a delay of game call as well. So, I mean, they're getting away from if a goalie pushes off and knocks it off, there is a judgment call, was it on purpose or not. It's the fact that there was a secondary shot that was not allowed to go into the net, in essence, because the net was dislodged. That's the essence of the rule. Interesting that it's kind of determined by that. But that being said, Rangers had a 5-minute power play, Mike, where they did nothing on it and then end up taking a penalty that the coach, I don't know if he said it on the air or not, he said it to me off the air, I know for sure, didn't believe was a call. He said Rakoff didn't do anything to deserve that. I thought there was a little bit of a slash to the hand area, but maybe I was wrong.
Are you ready for at least three more of these?
Yeah, I thought that was a good hockey game. I think it sets itself up for a good series. Maybe the coach didn't like their first period. Maybe the Rangers were a little bit of fatigue from the first game. Now they get to go home, have a day off in between here, probably have a nice little light practice tomorrow. And there was a bit of a feeling out process. Certainly London showed no signs of rust at all. Whatever they did on their week off to prepare, it worked for them. But Kitchener was good. If they get a little bit more from some of their players that we need scoring from, I think they'll be fine. It's going to be interesting, Mike, the injury to Savard. And I say injury, I don't know if that's fair to say that. It probably fair, because you don't take somebody off for equipment repair. That makes the Rangers only 5 defensemen, with Carson Campbell not able to play at this point.
How's Andrew McNeil's playoff going in Leamington? I believe that's where he is, right? I can't remember.
I can't remember. If it's in Leamington, he's not available because they have moved on and they're playing Collingwood right now. So I do know that. I'm not sure where McNeil's playing.
Well, we'll wait and see how all of that plays out. But we do know Game 1 has played out in favor of the London Knights, who in their week off just added oil to the machine, because they are the same unit that comes at you night after night in a very consistent manner. And the Knights now improved to 5-0. In these playoffs. A 5-3 win over the Kitchener Rangers here at Budweiser Gardens tonight. Game 2 goes right back here at the Bud on Saturday afternoon. Note the start time Saturday. It'll be a 3:30 pregame and a 4 o'clock puck drop for game number 2, Rangers and Knights. On behalf of my broadcast partner, Paul Fixter, and our producer, Adam Sanderson, my name is Mike Farwell. I bid you a very good Thursday night from Budweiser Gardens in London.
This has been another edition of City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Your home for the Kitchener Rangers. City News 570.